The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this program are solely those of the hosts and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of this radio station, its management, or affiliates. Listener discretion is advised.
Reincarnated, I'm a stargazing. Life goes on, honey, and all my babies.
Woke up looking for the broccoli. High key, keep a horn on me. That Kamasi, IP ownership. The blueprint is by me. Mr. Get Off, I get off at my feet.
Couldn't try me in a tri-state buddy pass, but I give him splash till he hydrated. Bounce out, know he spook town, eyes dilated. I got the money and the power, both gyrated. I feel good, get the f*** out my thighs. Look good, but she don't got no ties. I walk in, walk out with the size. Man, don't let me know what the price. What the f***? I got hits, I got bucks, I got new paper cuts. I got friends, I got foes, but they all sitting ducks. Hit his turf and get cracking, double back like a deluxe. 50 deep, but it ain't deep enough. Complete, there you go, beat him up. Falling from a money tree, and it grow throughout the month. Spit a loogie at the camera, speed off, yeah, it's us. I feel good, get the f*** out my thighs. Look good, but she don't got no ties. I walk in, walk out with the size. Man, don't let me know what the price. Swabble.
Hey, what's up? It's your girl, Rel G, and you're listening to the Aunt Taylor Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, on the line with me, I got a very special guest in the house, a young lady that I've recently come to know more about. Very interesting person and very down to earth and nice person. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome DJ Pink Diamond.
Hey, y'all. How's going?
No, don't play shy now. Don't be like, hey, should I say something
now? I'm not shy.
All right. So,
hello world. Hello,
DJ Pink Diamond. Let's start this off real quick. What's your zodiac sign?
All right.
What's your zodiac sign so I can know how to align myself?
I'm a Scorpio.
Okay, we got Scorpio. All right. Okay, I'm good with that. All right.
Okay.
You want to go ahead and tell the audience a little something about you, because you are just a wealth of knowledge and information and skill and diamonds and pinkness and all that good stuff. So let's get to it. Tell us a little something about you.
Well, first and foremost, I am DJ Pink Diamond. I am representing the state of Virginia, because that's where I reside now. But I'm originally from Bronx, New York. And I have two kids. They are grown. I have one grandchild, straight A student. And then I have the other life, which is the music world, where I'm a DJ, a model, an entrepreneur of my own entertainment company, and a radio host, a radio DJ, and a private DJ. Yeah.
Private
DJ. That sums it up.
Private DJ. So I've seen some of the videos of you over, like I went to your website. I was, I guess, doing my investigation or my my snooping around, my stalking.
Uh-huh.
And I seen you, it looks like you had some videos of you DJing and things like that. And I mean, you real deal. I mean, you're not like, you know, in the corner of a bedroom DJing. You really get busy with it. I've seen you guys, you know, you get out there and rock crowds. That right there within itself is a powerful move. And when did this all start for you as far as being DJ Pink Diamond?
Prior to that, I was in a state that I never lived in. I had to go over there for work. And so my thought process, I was like, man, I should be a DJ. And that was back in 2011 when I moved to Texas. I've had a passion for music all my life. I play trumpet, French horn, and I do play by ear. I also play by notes. So I figured if I know music, I grew up in the best of the best type of music, I might as well be a DJ. So here I am, DJ Pink Diamond.
So you just woke up one day and said, here I am, maybe I should be a DJ? Or was something, did something push you into that direction? Was there an event?
I was in Texas. I was bored. I was homesick for the East Coast. And like I said, you know, I grew up in an era where it was record stores, CD players, you know, different type of music versus what we listen to now. And I was like, oh, well, they have vinyl DJs. I can be the new school DJ and become a controller DJ, which is digital. You know, it still has platters on my board, but I didn't DJ in the era of vinyl records, the real vinyl records. You know, I was doing other things, being a mom, being a wife, doing all that. And I never thought ever that I would be a DJ. Never. Until 2011.
Right. So being bored caused an epiphany. Of course, you had a love for music already, right?
Right. It did. It really did. You know, when you go, when you used to be in from a certain area, and I've been from the East Coast all my life. So moving out south where you don't know anyone but the main person that brought you over there, and you can't hang out with him because he's your boss, you know. So I had to figure something out. Because I didn't even know how long I planned on being in Texas. And while I was there, I didn't have no network, no friends. I didn't have anyone. I didn't know anyone. So I decided to think about the DJing. That was 2011. But what I did in turn, as soon as I got there, by the new year 2012, I started networking, and I actually, in May of 2012, I put together my first ever fashion show, and I mixed it up with recording artists from the East Coast, models from Texas, female and male models, vendors I seeked and did some research on, and then I found me a powerful DJ who is now my best friend.
And there you
have
it.
And I made a show. Yeah, you go.
Mm-hmm. There you have it. So, being a DJ, did you meet a lot of interesting people? I mean, the type of DJ, because, like I said, you're not an in-home DJ. You actually got out there. And we're going to get to them a little bit. You also produce your own shows, right?
Yes.
So, the people you met along the way, while being a DJ, did it give you a different outlook on what being a DJ was, what you thought it would be, or was it pretty much matching up to how you thought that lifestyle would be?
Well, I had two mentors, believe it or not. I had an OG who's been DJing. Well, both of them, I consider it age-wise, one was the OG, and the second one was from a young generation that I knew. Both of them were like mentors, right? So I watched them. One was military. He DJed a lot of military events. And then the younger one, he was always DJing parties, clubs. And then every time I went to Miami to visit, I always stop by his house and, you know, we just kicking it. And all he does was sit there and DJ for me. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, how do you know all these songs? And you way younger than me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So those two dudes really inspired me, but I didn't know the business side for it, right? I know the DJing part because they came from the vinyl records. They don't DJ digitally. They DJ with the Real Deal Holyfield vinyl records. But that's in the old era. Now it's a new era where we DJ on a digital controller. So it was, I had some challenges. I will say that much. Because even though they were kind of mentoring me, one left after he ordered my equipment. He went to Japan with his wife, so he's still there, you know. But that's military. And then the younger one, he left Miami and came back to Richmond, where his roots are. And now I'm like an hour away. So anytime I have a challenge or issue with the world of DJing, I could always call him. And because he's been doing it, even though he's young, he's been DJing since he was like 10 years old. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'm going to take tips from him. I'm going to take tips from the OG. But my audience, after I figured out my niche, my audience is 35 and older. That's my audience.
Okay. All right. So I'm hearing a lot here. So you had two mentors and they kind of like covered the span of what music was. And, you know, they both understood it. One shipped off to Japan and kind of, you know, took off and did their thing. And then you had a run in modeling. Now, did they intersect or did the modeling part come first or what? When did that happen?
So the modeling, I've been modeling since I was like maybe 19, 20 years old, a long time ago. I used to model just runway, but then I quit modeling for about 10 years. And then I got back into it when I moved to Texas. That Texas got me all inspired to doing stuff, right? I moved to Texas. I tried out for this audition. And the crazy thing is, when I got the call from the auditioning people, I could not reschedule. So I either had to go or just couldn't do it. And I just had rotator cuff surgery.
Oh,
now go figure.
Yeah.
So you couldn't go. I ended up, I did go.
You did. Wow.
I ended up going. Wow. Yes. The next day I was like second day on surgery, you know, after surgery.
Yeah. Couldn't you lift your arm up?
I couldn't do nothing, but I got up there. It was three categories. I had to do runway. I did runway in a cast, and then I had to do a commercial. At that time, I did a shoe commercial, you know, so I didn't have to use my arm so much, right? And then I did a photo shoot. So that was easy. We covered that part up because all I had to do was some different poses. But I was already experienced in that, so whether I had one arm or not, I still could do it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So once I did that, I got a contract from a company out of Florida. Signed a contract for a 2-year contract. And then I thought to myself, as I was on the contract, I'm like, okay, I used to do runway back in the day. This right here is something new. You know what? I ended the contract, right? Because I figured the things that they can do, I can do for my own self. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So from there, hold on, let me get my little, he hear noises. And from there, that's when I decided I'm not going to go with no modeling agencies. A lot of those companies want part of your money. And I was like, for what they did, I could do the same thing for incoming models. How about that? So I ended that. I got more heavily back into the modeling scene. I did some stuff out in Texas, some print work, some runway shows too. And then once I moved back and transitioned to the East Coast, that's where the real that DJing came from.
Okay, okay.
After I left Texas.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now you are leaving modeling as a main thing, and you're now going toward being a DJ. Question?
No, incorrect. Incorrect.
Incorrect. Mm-mm. Okay, straighten me out.
I'm making both of these priority.
Okay, so both even now. So you're doing both?
Yes, okay. I've been doing both for over 20 years now.
Okay, at least...
I've been modeling for over 20 years. I've been DJing January 1st, be 10 years. All right. Okay? So I figured, and then I'm an entrepreneur, too. So I figured, why not take the modeling, mix it in with the DJing, boom. It's a great marketing strategy.
Absolutely.
You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So I go take pictures. I continue to take pictures. I'm in magazines. I don't do no more runway. I try to focus on that with my granddaughter. But for me, I do a lot of magazine work. I've done some music videos. I won't do those again, but I have done some of those. Unless I can get in Cardi B's video or Chris Brown's video, somebody like that. Anyway,
gotcha.
I focus mainly on print work. So the print work helps the DJing part out because once I do a photo shoot, depending on what's the theme, I just mix it in with my DJing because I can use it for flyers. I can use it for bookings. I can use it for websites. It just goes hand in hand for both, you know. And I think this year, though, is going to be my last year modeling.
Oh, seriously. Okay. All right. So you're going to even go, you're going to retire the modeling thing. I wanted to ask you something about being a model and being a DJ.
So my clients are different. Remember, I told you I catered to 35 and older.
Right.
That's different, right? So, and I'm not a club DJ. I'm a radio DJ and a mobile DJ. So being a mobile DJ is more private. So, but,
How do you stop the client from hitting on you?
My clients don't do that.
There we go. That's what I like to hear.
First of all, I wouldn't let nobody disrespect me like that anyway. If you're going to be paying me and then going to try to flirt with me, I don't mix business with pleasure. Okay. So that's number one for me. But when it comes to the radio part of it, not the mobile DJing part, I get some crazy stuff from artists, strangers, for being a DJ and for being a model. Yes, all the time. But that's different from people who's hiring me. To be honest with you, I have more females hire me than men.
Mm. Got it. So the mobile DJ arena has been taken over by you. And at that point, when did you decide to say, I'm ready for radio?
In 2020. So I had two radio stations, believe it or not, reach out to me. They already seen that I started DJing from 2016 to 2020. So I had two stations. They reached out to me. Now, I've never been a radio DJ in my life, right? So they actually both hired me in the same month of June 2020 during COVID. And since it was COVID, I'm like, I might as well get better at being a radio mix show DJ. I don't have nowhere to go, you know. So I started DJing, believe it or not, for clients on Zoom. Can you believe that? On Zoom.
So you were doing like virtual DJing.
Yes. So once I picked that up, I went on and started, because the COVID was March of 2020. And then I started on those two radio stations, one out in Austin, Texas, called KHUR Radio. I was the first female on that station to DJ. And I knew nothing about being a radio DJ, but they hired me anyway. And then I got an opportunity the following week with a Richmond, Virginia station, which currently, I'm still on that station after 5 years, and I just made number one show for 4 weeks in a row.
Wow.
Yeah.
You held it down for 4 weeks in a row. So
4 weeks. Yep.
So that was the start of this magnificent journey into radio.
Right.
So, all right. So using that as your starting point, what happened next?
So the following year, 21, the program director for KHUR Radio, those two program directors were part of Fleet DJs out in Texas, right? So they, you know, they were talking to me about the Fleet DJs Coalition. I was like, I've never heard of them. You know, that's how I was. You know, I never heard of them because I was focused on primarily on me learning and getting out there as a mobile DJ. So when they started talking to me, I did my research. And then that following year, 21, the tip of the year, because I try to start things at the top of the year, I became a Fleet DJs member. And when I came in Fleet DJs, I actually came in as a DJ, but then I had a double bonus for them, which was the model part of it, because they had the Fleet models. So that's the start of the Fleet DJs. And then that same year, in 2021, I was on like probably eight more stations. Out of the Fleet Radio Network.
Wow. So eight stations total. And now you are at a point where you are actually, I've listened to your mix show. How many shows do you currently do?
10.
No. Huh? What?
I do 10 shows.
Hang on a second.
I have 14 shows.
How do you?
Yeah, I have 14.
How do you do that? I mean, it's like.
Well, I decided to last year syndicate my shows. So I'm on three networks: the Fleet Radio Network, the Vibe Radio Network, and Cruise Inc. Radio 102.8 in Richmond, right? So I was like, you know, I was really making like 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 mixes, different mixes per week, right? Starting the course of 2021 all the way to 2023. So I woke up in 2024 and said, hey, whew, these are a lot of shows. I got to keep DJing 55 minutes every week. So I was talking to the Fleet director of the radio, DJ OS, and another DJ from Fleet. And to be honest with you, we were talking about, I had to ask what was syndication, because I wanted to do that. Because I hear, if you're on so many stations, why not give the stations that same show if it's an open format show? You can minimize your time if you are on a lot of stations by doing that. But then I was like, oh, so I could do that for maybe eight, but then the other three, I would have to do separate mix shows for them, because one is like Fleet EDM. Another one is Grown Folks Music Radio, which is Southern Soul. And then the Fleet DJ Radio, which is on the Fleet Radio Network, and it is also Radio of the Year this year. I have to do current hip-hop and R&B. So I have to do four mixes a week, even though I got 10 stations.
Got it. So you're quite busy.
Yes.
So if somebody wanted to check out Pink DJ Pink Diamond, social media, website, where should they take a look at you at?
I'm all over the, tell them to Google me. And that's DJ Pink, P-Y-N-K, Diamond, D-Y-A-M-O-N-D. I took out the I's and replaced them with Y's. But I have a website, which I definitely got to go update some, DJPinkDiamond.com. I'm on all social medias, DJ Pink Diamond, or DCSENTCO, which is my company.
So, Pink Diamond, DJ Pink Diamond, is so deep. We would have to invite you back onto the show, DJ Pink Diamond, again, to get even deeper into just the depths of your knowledge of music and hear a little bit more about what you do. But for today, I'd like to thank you for coming on. Is there anything you wanted to say in closing or anybody you want to shout out?
I want to shout out myself first because I'm the one that's doing all the hard work. That's shout out to DJ Pink Diamond. And I like to shout out to all the people that are real supporters out there of DJ Pink Diamond. And then also my kids and my granddaughter. Because, you know, even though I have grown kids, you know, I make them laugh so hard because they just like, they don't understand me of what I'm doing. But they have fun because they're always referring me to DJ somebody's party.
There. Amazing. Well, there it is, folks. We have the world famous DJ Pink Diamond in the house. Put your hands together for DJ Pink Diamond. Please jump online as soon as you are over with listening to this episode. Look up Pink Diamond, DJ Pink Diamond. You can find out all the places where you can hear her music, mixes, interviews are on YouTube. I sat in on an interview the other day where she interviewed a group of young ladies from
the Mako Girls.
The Mako Girls. Shout out to the Mako. Man, hang on a second. Shout out to the Mako Girls. Those girls is real talented. And DJ Pink Diamond knew them questions to ask, even though those girls were like reading each other's mind and answering at the same time to say, I don't understand how that happened. They were like synced. You know what I mean? It's like they just understood what the next person was going to say before they said it. But it took DJ Pink Diamond to go ahead and get in there and get that interview cracking like she did. I appreciate it. This is the Ant Taylor Show. We'll be right back after this. Don't recognize my phone number, huh?
Hello?
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Who is this?
Come on now. You want to play that? Hey, listen, I just want to keep this real quick with you, and I'm real sorry, but... We can't be together no more because I tried and I was working real hard to, like, you know, make sure that.
What you mean we can't be together no more? I don't know you. Hold on.
See, here you go. Now you start netting. See, this is what I'm talking about. You start this all the time. I'm calling to break up. You won't even let me. Oh, well, I'm about to get cursed out. So, you know, man, I'm a good face too.
Oh, God.
Don't call my phone. I don't know you. It's a don't go.
Oh,
why
do
you
know,
calling my number, motherfucker?
No call. Hey,
oh.
Do you know?
All right. Up next, we've got Dara Hill, an artist born in the heart of Africa with a mission to celebrate the beauty, intelligence, and strength of dark-skinned communities worldwide. His music is all about uplifting voices, challenging stereotypes, and promoting equality. And here is Sweet Melanin.
Love is a beautiful thing if you find the one. Love will be so sweet if you find the one. I think I found my love. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think I found my one. Only. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on, look at this girl. So down, so beautiful. I found love.
Are you tired of conflict draining your peace and joy? In the book, Journey to Joy Through CPR, written by Nicole Davis, discover how disagreements can become opportunities for growth. This faith-based guide offers practical tools to resolve tension with grace and integrity, helping you turn frustration into fuel for reconciliation and joy. Ready to transform conflict into connection? Get Journey to Joy through CPR today and experience the peace only God-centered resolutions can bring. Available now on Amazon and more platforms worldwide.
Zind is back with Laying Plans, and it's turning heads everywhere. You don't want to sleep on this one. Exclusively at scapegoatmusic.com. Go check it out right now.
When the world need it, him the most, he return. Before I get at y'all, let me get at who I serve.
So nothing in San Francisco, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Have you ever had chitlins?
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Okay, we must start talking about soul food now.
No, I just need to know the
now my black side has to come all the way out.
I know, but hold on. Look, we're gonna have to get.
Are we? Are we going to talk about this? Because now I'm getting excited.
Can you do it within 30 seconds? Can you tell us about Chillers in 30 seconds?
I love Chillers. I love Chillers. I grew up on Chillers. I grew up on Pig Feet. I grew up on Soul Food. My mom is from Louisiana. She was a Creole woman. And that's what I grew up on. Chillers with some hot sauce, baby. Give it to me.
All right. I love Chillers. If you, if you are a man, right? Let's say I ask you if you cook chitlins, and I say, hey, can you cook me some chitlins? Should your man get mad at that?
Oh, you're saying if another man asks me to cook some chitlins for him?
Yeah.
I don't see that as a problem.
Okay, well, listen.
It could be a problem for some men in a relationship dynamic.
Why would you think that is a problem? I mean,
I don't think that's an issue. Okay. It's food. Like, what the hell is a food? Like,
all right, well, check this out real quick. Listen to this.
I don't care about him taking my wife. That's nothing, Your Honor. What to boil down to is the pain and the anguish of this man in my face, in my business, asking my wife to fix him some chitlins, Your Honor. Your Honor, this man has his own life. He has his own... Why ask my wife to fix... And I cussed him out on the phone, Your Honor. I told the man, I said, man, you're not getting nothing from him. This man not only...
I know it's amusing that he's saying that true, is why Your Honor. They got into all of this, because the man asked his wife to cook him some chitlins. That's amusing,
do you
but
know
the
how
man
hard
suffered
it is?
A pretty...
Chitlins is, takes time.
Just
my face. Do you know how hard it is? Chitlins takes time. So he said that his wife.
Okay, he's not wrong. He's not wrong. Chitlins is a long one day process. It really is, because it's a lot. It's such a rare and special way to prepare. Okay, you have to, first of all, it's hard to buy them now. It used to be, you know, coming up, chitlins was easy to get, right? You can go get them, the buckets of chitlins, because my mom was about a red, I don't know if y'all remember the red buckets. I think it was like 10 pounds per bucket or something like that. It's 10 or 20 pounds or something like that. And my mom would buy a couple buckets. Then they also had the ones that was already like pre-cleaned, which we don't trust that. You know, I was raised with my mama. She didn't trust that. So she would clean the chitlins. That in itself is a process, right? So a lot of people don't want to deal with it because you have to clean them. That takes a long time. You have to clean it out because that's pig intestine. So you got to be very careful because you can get very sick.
Yeah.
So you have to clean them properly, which I know how to do all this stuff because my mom taught me. I don't really like to cook like that, but I could. Like, if I had to prepare chitlins or make them, I could, because I watch my mom all the time prepare these.
Big ups to Nicole's moms. Big ups, big ups.
Yes, I love you, mama. Rest in peace. Rest in peace to my mama, y'all.
So I'm thinking that this guy is more upset because the time he's demanding of his wife. He's saying it's the audacity to ask him, his wife, because he didn't care that the wife got stolen by him, but you're going to ask her to cook some chitlins. That's wild.
The priorities are off. Like, I think you should be more concerned with the fact that your wife is dealing with this other man. I don't know if it's all, because if it's only dealing with the chitlins, I can understand that, right? I could be wrong. I don't think my man would be mad if somebody said, well, Nicole, can you prepare? He probably gonna get mad at me because he'd be like, well, you don't even cook for me like that. My argument would be, my boyfriend would be like, well, you don't even be cooking for me like that, so why would you cook for another man? Then I don't think he really would care.
That makes sense, though. That makes sense.
It makes sense. But is it that, did the wife cheat? Because are you really mad about the chitlins? Because I think if she's with this other man, you should be more focused on the fact that your wife is cheating on you. Not worried about what she's cooking.
People be tripping off of food. Check out the rapper Benny Siegel. Benny Siegel said this about Jay-Z. Listen to this real quick.
I don't hate Jay. That ain't what this about. I don't hate him, but damn, dog, that's how you feel. I feel as though you owe me a conversation.
Right.
That's it. You too big to talk to me? You ate my mom oxtail.
Real oxtail.
Remember, we got to get over to my aunt's house for that.
I'm getting hungry now. Oxtail. Okay.
Yeah, my aunt was supposed to hook those up, and I didn't get a chance to get over there and get them, but we're going to do that.
We We talked about that. Auntie, please. Mm-hmm. I just want one. I'm lying. I want more than one. But if I could just get one of them, okay, a half an oxtail, I would be grateful. Okay. My mouth is watering right now. Oxtails.
That's what I'm saying. But
you know who makes some good ass oxtails, Maurice?
Who's that?
Oh, Bobo.
Uh-oh, look at Bobo.
Everything. That man can cook. I don't know what he can't cook or bake, y'all. When I say this is one of my ex-boyfriends, he can cook.
Shout out to Bobo.
He got a dream.
So the thing about oxtails, right? They're delicious. And you can hear in Benny Siegel's voice, he got an imprint of in his memory of watching Jay-Z, Jay-Z chewing on that oxtail.
Right.
Jay-Z won't call him today, but them oxtails... Jay-Z like, hey, man, I don't care what you're going through in your life at this point, but the time to eat them oxtails was there, man. He was all in. That's what he's saying. He said, man, when the fun was there, he was there.
It's more of a Buddhist connection, right? And I'll let you into my family. You know, we're going to take the celebrity part out.
Absolutely.
We just going to be men right now. We're not even going to put, he's like, fuck, we're not even going to do the whole celebrity thing. And shout out to both these men, because let's be real, Benny Siegel and Jay-Z are phenomenal forces in the world of movies and music, okay?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Big ups.
Dang, Benny Siegel, you know, he played the hell out of some movies.
That was real. It was coming from the heart.
And I believe, like, when he speaks, I mean, he speaks with authority. Like, you listen to him. So I think that it was more of like, dang, like, you know, I let you in and you got to experience my family's cooking. That hit a little bit different, because that's something sacred. It's kind of a sacred thing. We don't just, come on, especially in a black household, let's be clear, y'all. We don't just allow any and everybody to eat our food or to prepare food for just anybody. It comes from a place of love, right? Like, they really put their heart and soul, and it's a whole story behind, you know, soul food and everything. It's really deep. It's not just cooking. It's actually they really cooking with love.
Exactly. Right?
And so I think it's more of a respect thing. That's where he's coming from. Like, hold on, dude. Like,
That's wild.
One thing. Yeah, that's deep. So I feel him on that. I do understand. Like, hold up. Like, I let you in that close. Like, I thought we was better than whatever issue. I don't know what's going on. But, you know, so I felt him on that. That's real, you know.
Well, there it is. Who out there think they can make some good oxtails? Hit Ann Taylor up. Let me know. Check it out. We about to get to the rest of the show. Nicole, thank you for sitting in with me on this segment. We're going to hear from Nicole a little bit more later in the show.
Me.
You know how it goes on the Ann Taylor show.
It's so exciting to be here again, y'all. It's so fun. He you're just a whole vibe, y'all.
Thank you.
It's just a vibe all the time. I just I love it.
The only thing is I didn't appreciate is you didn't say hi to my kidnapper here.
Hi, Nicole.
So,
hi, kidnapper. How you doing?
My feelings are hurt. You didn't talk to me first. You know I'm back here in the van.
I'm so sorry. I haven't heard from you in a while, love. I'm not going to say I forgot, but, you know, thank you for reminding me.
No problem. Always forgiven.
She nearly lost her daughter to suicide, and that moment became her wake-up call. In It Ends With Me, Milagros Russell invites you on a raw and faith-filled journey to healing generational hand-me-downs and rewriting legacy through Christ. You don't have to carry the weight. You can break free. It Ends With Me, available now on Amazon.
It Ends With Me, available now on Amazon.com and where fine books are sold.
Attention all music lovers, brace yourselves for an electrifying experience as Nicole Aladrian unleashes her latest masterpiece.
Hey, this is Nicole Aladrian. Check out my new single, Heartstrings, available now.
Heartstrings, available now on all major streaming platforms. Get ready to be swept away by the rhythm. Every time I play.
just out of frame. It's sink or swim and I'm caught in between. You're calling me beneath the waves. Every shadow moves like it knows me. Every ripple catches my eye. Feels like I'm frozen in motion. Is this real or just another lie? I'm underwater, slipping fast. Can't fight the current, it's pulling me back. I'm falling, falling down too deep. I'm underwater, there's no escape. I hear the voices call out my name. Am I drowning or dreaming? Is it too late to save me? I close my eyes again, I'm drifting away.
Time to bring the bass back.
If they hatin', got a price to pay. California on my license plate. Last year, they ain't even like the bay. Damn. But we don't never trip. All in us gas, baked dip. No, we never trick on that bitch. No, I can't quit. No, I don't fuck with that mid, bitch. But, hey, put me on some. Put me on some. Put me on some. Put me on some. Put me on some, yeah, we really gone dumb. Put me on some, put me on some. Put me on some, put me on some. Put me on some, yeah, we really gone dumb. If they hatin', got a price to pay. California on my license plate. Last year, they ain't even like the bay. Damn. Had to get it on my own. I could really get it if I want. You can't even get it on the phone. You ain't even know. I'll be with a bop getting down. I ain't gon' stop putting on. From the home of the slang. Yeah, bad bitches know my game. Yeah, big bag with a aim. Yeah, you ain't really what you claim. Why you always in the way? Fat ass little waist. Bitch, you gon' make it shake. Say you bought it, but you ain't. Put me on some. 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 Yeah, we really gone dumb. Put me on some. 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 Yeah, we really gone dumb.
Stop babysitting, pass it. My fatty stretched like elastic. Yeah, bro, I gotta have it. Born a trap, survival tactics. I'm so spiced, I can't even feel my face. Disrespect, get out of place. Then we gon' put you in your place. Bar none. All my little niggas on the run. All my little niggas go dumb. When they pull up on me in the traffic, they holler,
Put me on some. Put me on some. Put me on some. Put me on some. Put me on some, yeah, we really going dumb. Put me on some, 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 yeah, we really going dumb.
If they ain't got a price to pay, California on my life.
Put me on some, put me on some, put me on some, put me on some, put me on some. Yeah, we really gone dumb. Put me on some, put me on some, put me on some, put me on some, put me on some. Yeah, we really gone dumb.
Uncomfortable. 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 That should have been my name, Uncomfortable, because that's always how I felt. Uncomfortable. Uncomfortable. When he touched me on my body and I was just 12 years old. Uncomfortable. Uncomfortable. The blood was dripping down my leg and I didn't know what to do. Uncomfortable. He was looking at me uncomfortable. She was looking at me uncomfortable. That's how I felt. That should have been my name. I didn't know who to tell. I didn't know where to run. I didn't know what to do because I was uncomfortable, uncomfortable. It hurts still to this day. When I think about it, I want to cry. When I think about it, it makes me mad. Uncomfortable is how I feel. Angry and discouraged, like somebody stole my life away. Uncomfortable, uncomfortable, that's how he made me feel. He stuck the gun up me. I never seen a gun. I didn't know what to do. He told me he would kill me with that gun. Uncomfortable, uncomfortable. Who was I supposed to tell? What was I supposed to do? I didn't even know if I was pregnant or not, but I was uncomfortable. Uncomfortable. That's how he made me feel when he snuck into my bedroom day after day. Even when I said no, he still touched me. He still made me cry. Uncomfortable. Uncomfortable. That's how he made me feel. That's how he made me seem. Uncomfortable. Uncomfortable.
Trust them because I'm fine with you. Over here lying with you. I wanna show you off to the city I'm from and ride around with you. Fine dine with you. I think about you all the damn time for real. You tell me that's just game. I ain't lying, it's true. I never seem to get a sufficient amount of you. Sometimes I think to you, I might as well be mine and do. Bad for you, I'm crazy about you. I'm mad for you, about to dial your mom's home number and ask for your life. Hello, Miss Johnson. You know why I'm calling. You know I haven't fallen, falling for your daughter. I think about her often, correct me if I'm wrong, but was it you that gave the eyes to her I'd be lost in? Also, tell her I said hello if you can, and also, that I can't wait to see her again, and also, tell her call me when she get a chance, cause I got so much to say and I appreciate you, ma'am. Go Monaco, take you out on a boat. Say goodbye to Domino's, let's get you some pasta. You don't need no doctor to help you with your posture. You walking around head high, that's why I said hi. That's why I came up to you, poking my chest. I pressed out, trying to make you mine for the sake of humankind. How'd you get so wise, must have taken you some time. I can't help but wonder what your parents make of you and I. Let's go to Nice and get your sister a niece. I'm trying to make the population decrease. I'm trying to see it in these before we head back east. Mom called asking when you plan to be home. It's been a week or so longer than you said you'd be gone. You say you love her, then you ask her what the family's on. Before you hang up on her, hand me the phone so I can say,
Hello, Miss Johnson. You know why I'm calling. You know I haven't fallen. Falling for your daughter. I think about her often. Correct me if I'm wrong, but was it you that gave the eyes to her I'd be lost in? Also, tell her I said hello if you can. And also, that I can't wait to see her again. And also, tell her call me when she get a chance. Cause I got so much to say and I appreciate you, ma'am.
I'd like to invite us all to remember to give grace, not just to others, but to yourself. We all mess up, we all learn, we all grow. Don't let fear be the reason you don't take the next step. Fear will have you standing still while your blessings pass you by. And truth is, not everybody's meant to make it to the finish line with you. Some people are only in your story for a season, and that's all right. But having a solid team around you, people who share your drive, your goals, your vision, that's a blessing. So keep reaching, keep pushing, keep believing. Your time is coming. Just don't let fear make you miss it. That fear I'm talking about is allowing certain persons to try to help, to try to be a part, to try to incorporate, to try to network. This is Ant Taylor. Talk to you next time. All right, everybody, thank you for joining me this week on the Ant Taylor Show. Thank you to my guests for joining us. We had a great show. It was good to see everybody here again. Hopefully, we can be right here on this station next week, same time, same day.